Amen, brother.
I have a problem with people when I ask them and say something. Oh, I'm not ready to go right now. Well, there's something wrong with that. I believe Christian, true Christian, I'll be ready to go right now.
Amen.
Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Should be our prayer.
That's right.
To people who really believe the word, I believe that's their prayer. I don't know about you. I look at this world and I don't see it getting any better.
Amen.
I do see it getting worse.
Yeah.
I do see things that the Bible said, when you see these things, look up, for thy redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
I believe it's close. I know it's closer than it was the day I believed, first believed.
Yeah.
And I'm closer than I was the day I first believed, and you are too. Let me ask you one question. The reason I'll ask this question, I like the answer if you can give it the right one. Are you glad you're saved? Shout it!
Amen!
Hallelujah. Now, I'm a noisy person. My wife says I do nothing quietly. I sleep loudly. I rumble and roam through the night in the bed. She says, she finally got a bed that one side's hers, one side's mine, and it's split down the middle. She sleeps a little better sometimes. But anyway, I've never been a quiet person. I don't know how. This is my mother. In school, I could whisper, and everybody could talk, and I could whisper and get in trouble. I never could understand that. Yeah, Ross quit talking. I was just whispering. But that, like I say, Lord one day knew, I guess he was going to make a preacher out of me. I had no clue of it. I didn't want to be a preacher. Ran from it for a long time. I told him everybody would be a better preacher than me. Yeah. I've seen people couldn't even hardly walk, been a better preacher than I told him I could be. And I told him the truth. I am not a good preacher, but I like to preach.
Amen, brother.
Amen. I was told one time, if you ever found something you like, you never worked a day other day in your life.
Yeah.
So I like preaching, so I guess preaching's really not work to me. You have your Bibles tonight. Turn with us to the book of Daniel, chapter 5. We'll read 3 verses here, 4, and try to give a little something to the Lord. It says, church, if I had a thought tonight, America found wanting. I'm afraid tonight our nation, in the eyes of God, is wanting.
Yes, it
here
is.
God found a king one day, thought he could outdo God. He lived under his father, who learned to fear God.
Uh-huh.
But he came along El Shaddai, and he didn't understand somehow. The Bible even said, him knowing all this, he did not understand.
Yeah.
But here in Daniel chapter 5, it said, and this is the writing that was written, Mimi, Tekel, Ephraim. This is the interpretation of the thing, meaning God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. You better be careful how you live, church. God will maybe finish things before he intended to one day. I believe the Bible teaches that we can shorten our lives by the way we live our lives.
Yes, we can.
Amen?
Amen.
I believe mine would have been shortened real short if I hadn't have got right with God when I did. I probably would be in the grave today if I hadn't. It says, Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Princess, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Now, here you have to realize, church, think about a man. He had authority. He thought he had power even over God.
Yeah.
Because he had called for the vessels of God and he made an mockery of God. And church, how many people today you see doing the same thing?
That's right.
America is almost to that point. We're mocking. Brother David made a very startling announcement the other night to me. I don't know about everybody else, but it startled me when people would stand up and say, if Jesus comes back, we'll kill him again.
Yeah.
That sort of stuck in my craw,
yeah.
You might say. I thought, well, amen. I don't think the next time he's coming, he's going to be doing the killing. Amen?
Amen.
So tonight we like to look at a few things that I believe that are really tragically drawing us quickly to the end of our nation.
Yeah.
People say, well, preacher, you're a preacher too. No, I'm not going to lie to you tonight and tell you how it's good when it's not.
That's right.
I'm not going to tell you. You know, that's what's wrong with America today. We don't have any preaching going on. We have a lot of teaching. We have a lot of sugarcoating, but we don't have a lot of preaching.
Amen.
I was talking to Brother Willie. It's a sad thing. The history of the church seems like that prosperity has always been a curse to the church.
Right, amen.
Because we, you know, you don't really lean on the Lord till you have to a lot of times. Amen.
Right.
You know, I know that. I've seen it too many times in my life. A lot of people don't really trust the Lord or come to the Lord and lean on the Lord till it's absolutely, absolutely, they think there's no other way. That ought not be the way it is. I've seen that in Christian people's lives.
Right, amen.
You know, the Bible says, you have not because you ask not. I believe we suffer a lot of things simply because we just don't go and ask the Lord for something better. Yeah. But here, I'd like to look at a few things tonight, if the Lord be willing, after we pray. And if the Lord be willing, that's what we'll do. Amen. If not, we'll go home. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come into thy holy presence, I'm thankful, Lord, that one day, many years ago, you knocked on my heart's door. You told me, Brother Ross, you've been waiting to bounce. You've been found wanting, son. But that night, Lord, I settled the balances. Settled the old account. Gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. What could I say, Lord, that I've lived for you every day, but I could not say that. Would not lie in this holy ground. But Lord, every time I've wandered away, you brought me back. I'm glad I've got a faithful Savior. When I'm disobedient, dilatory,
yes,
unmindful, I've got a Savior that has a set mind course for Brother Ross Wilford. And he says, I'm going to lead you into the portal of glory. And to all those that call upon my name and truly trust in me, I will deliver them. Because we're not trusting in our works, Lord. Nothing good. The Bible tells me all of my righteousness, all I can do in the sight of God are filthy rags. But help me be clothed, Lord, and I always appreciate the clothing that Jesus Christ gave me one day at the cross. Clothing that clothes me from the sight of God to see my sins, my faults, and my failures, and look upon me just as I'd never sinned, justified through His Son. I pray that all that sit in this room tonight, God, or could say the same with me, I am justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm trusting nothing but Him and Him alone. Yes. Now, Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Church, as a nation, I'm afraid there's not many people in America saying that tonight. But I'm trusting in God and trusting in Him alone.
Yes, amen.
Now, a lot of people tonight are trusting in their job. That's when, so when they lose it, that's why they go so hysterical.
Yep.
Amen. Or they're trusting in their bank account, and that's why when it gets flat, they get a little upset.
Yeah.
But tonight, the true Christian holding to Jesus Christ, I believe, has the most steadfast assurance that could ever be given to any individual. When Jesus said, I will never leave thee, I will never forsake thee, I will go with thee all the way.
Amen.
No one else has ever made that promise to me. Some people said, I'll go all the way, I looked around, and they're gone. But in all the times, even when I fail Him, He's never failed me. When I come short, He never has been short.
Amen.
But church, here we see a king that thought he had everything his way. And I think that's what's wrong with America today, church. We think we have everything under control. We've got maybe a man in the White House that wants to probably help our nation. And I only believe he's there because of God. You might have other opinions. That's your privilege. That's why we call it America. That's why we can all have that. But church, I'm telling you tonight, we do not want to be found as this king was found. We do not want to be weighed in the balances and found wanting.
That's right, amen.
I cannot maybe change the way and the direction of America and the nation, but I can change the way of my own destiny. Amen? That's the good part. Just because we might dwell in a land of unclean lips, we might dwell in a land of unclean people, we do not have to be in that condition.
That's right.
So tonight, let us look at some things that I believe are nailing the nails in the coffin of our nation. We kill our children, and we call it abortion.
That's right, amen.
Amen. It is not abortion, it is murder. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible clearly tells me that I cannot take that which I cannot give. Amen. That's what's wrong today. We wonder, church, when a young man can walk in. Now, you can keep out getting upset with me, but I believe this is what's brought our nation to where we're at tonight with what's going on in our nation. Here we see a young man that walked in with these fellow classmates and then had no remorse. And I seen the young man. I saw no remorse in that man's face.
That's right.
Oh, he said, I'm sorry. Well, I can tell you, I'm sorry. He's sorry. I got caught. I'm sorry I didn't get away. But it's true remorse. I didn't see him wailing, crying with brokenheartedness and really regretting what he had done.
No.
Because we're bringing our children to who there is no fear of God. Amen?
Amen.
Church here, we say we kill our church. Let me ask you something. How does a nation, I've not figured this out, I can't figure it out. How can a nation think it's going to survive that kills its children?
That's right.
Amen.
By the millions.
That's right.
Not by hundreds, not by thousands, by the millions.
That's right, brother.
How does a nation like that think it can survive, let alone miss the judgment hand of God?
Right, amen, brother.
I do not understand that.
Bless him, Lord.
What do we do it to here in Leviticus? We find exactly why we're doing it. Oh, this is new. This is not new.
No.
These are old sins. There's nothing new under the face of the sun. There's no new sin.
Amen.
This is old sins just being revived.
Yeah.
In Leviticus, God wrote in Leviticus 18 and 21, this is Lord writing and telling us what we need to do.
Uh-huh.
I still believe God has the right to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of Christians don't think the right God has the right to tell them anything.
Mm.
That's just like some radio show or TV show last week, some woman, I think her name was Behar or something like that, I call her Be Stupid, was making fun of our vice president because he talked to God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I'm glad we've got one that's talking to God.
Amen, brother.
Living
that's
knowing
right.
God. Christian people ought to rise up and shout glory to God.
Amen.
We have a man in the White House that says that he talks to God.
Amen,
and God
brother,
talks to
right.
him.
Amen.
Yeah, right. She can think he's crazy all she wants to. I think she's the nut. She's a fool, the Bible says.
That's
you
right.
You understand that.
Amen.
But I think the Bible says, someone says there's no God is a fool.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, I think God talks to. Hey, I think God talks to everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, I had three children. Now I don't think God loves his children any more than I loved mine, or any less than I loved mine. I had a pretty. I like to talk to them. I like to hear their voice.
Yeah, that's right.
I still like to. Hey, my children walk in. I love to hear their voice.
Amen.
I mean, it just thrills my heart for when I'm to say, "Dad, Mom, how are you doing?"
Amen.
They don't have to really do that. Just walk through the door and say, "Dad, how you doing?"
Right.
Man, it just thrills me to see them walk through the door.
Amen, brother.
They're my children.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what I love. Outside of the Lord, the only thing I love is that woman and those children and God's people.
Amen.
That's why it thrills me. And I think it thrills God, church, to talk to you and hear you talk to him.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with our nation. Too many people that say I'm saved are talking to God.
Amen, brother. That's right.
No, he says here, "And thou shalt not let thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy Lord, thy God. I am the Lord."
Amen.
God is saying something, church. I believe what he's saying, hey, what they were doing, they were sacrificing their children to the devil. Let me tell you something. What is abortion? Is it not sacrificing our children to the devil?
Amen.
Is it not? It is not giving the sin of lust. Now, I tell you what I believe is birth control. Now, I'm not being nasty. I believe it's called decency.
Amen.
I believe it's called morality.
Yeah.
I think it's when you tell your young ladies and young men, abstain.
That's right.
Abstain.
That's right, brother.
That's birth control. Abstention is birth control.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You bring your children up right. Now, I'm not talking about, you don't do this and you don't do that and I just go do it. That's a bunch of hogwash.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm talking about when you say, your children, I'm a Christian, I'm going to live and I want you to be a Christian. Let me tell you, when your children will be a Christian, more likely than ever is when you're a Christian.
That's right.
Most people became a Christian because they saw someone else that was a Christian. They had seen someone that was living like they thought they ought to live. You know what's wrong with most people? Why we don't see people walking out like we should? People don't see people living like they ought to live.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Amen. I'm not trying to be mean tonight. I'm just trying to say facts. Let me ask you something. If you're lost today, and you were around most average Christians, so be, would you really want to get saved? I mean, if you saw them gambling, you saw them drinking, you saw them cussing, you saw them running around with other men's wives and vice versa, and wives with other men, would you want to get saved? That's why most of them say, like my brother, well, I live better than most people I know, tell me they're Christians.
Right.
That's an abomination. My brother, I hope, can never look at me. Now, this is why I want to stay straight.
Amen.
I don't want no sinner to ever be able to look at Ross Wilford and say, I'm not going to say, because if that's a Christian, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Amen, brother. That's right.
Now, here's the key, church. Don't, I'm not about as far off course as you think. Found in the balances and found wanting.
That's right.
If a Christian's not living where he wants, God wants him to be, is that not being found wanting?
That's right, amen.
You're not doing what God told you to do. You're not walking the way God told you to walk. You're not doing what God told you to do. Hey, there's a reason God told us to live that way. You know what Paul said? What did Paul tell the old Philippians there? He said, thou can be saved and thy household.
That's right.
Now, what did Paul mean? What did Paul mean by that? I don't believe he's just saying, well, you get saved and family. No, he's going to say, if you get saved, live like you're saved, walk like you're saved, then your children will want to get saved. You know why most children don't want to get saved today? Mom and daddy don't live it.
That's right, amen.
I'm not saying everybody, church. I know there's people who live perfect Christian lives, and they have children. But church, I'm talking about the average is the other way.
That's right.
Most people who live a Christian life, a real Christian life, honor God in their home as well as in the church.
Yep.
You know, that's what's wrong. I mean, a lot of us, we honor God in church. Oh, my Lord, I wouldn't do that in the house of the Lord. Why, that's just, well, what? You can't do it in the house of the Lord. Don't you do it at home?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
You mean I'm just a Christian in the church? I'm just supposed to be a preacher when I'm at church?
No.
No, I'm to be a preacher all the time if I'm going to be a preacher. That's what's wrong, I tell you, in church. I tell you what's wrong in America. It's right here.
Amen, brother.
You don't believe me? You study the history of America. What changed with America when good Christian people stood up and was counted?
That's right.
Let's hurry along. In Psalms, he writes about killing the children. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils.
Uh-huh.
In Psalms 106, verse 37. Church tonight, like I said, there's no new sin. It's old sin. It's just being revived and given new names.
Amen.
The call of elder giving your children today was called, you give your children to the sin of adultery. Give your children to the sin of illicit lifestyles.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm trying to be as nice as I can tonight, Brother David.
It's all right, brother. You
know, I thought, well, I'm preaching to children out here too, but I want you to understand as an adult, you need to pick up the cross. I preached a few weeks ago, take up your cross.
Amen.
Well, here he says, church, now we can take up the cross. If you take up the cross and don't live a cross life, you're just wasting your time.
That's right, amen.
Let's quickly hurry along tonight if I can. Church, we sacrifice our children and call it abortion.
Uh-huh.
It's murder. And God's going to judge America for murder.
Amen, brother.
I think that's what I said. Church, I just look at him. I tell him, honey, I said, it's because we've taken God. Hey, it's not because there's guns in our school. They were probably guns on school parking lots when I was going to school. The difference was we were brought up to fear God. We were raised up to honor life.
Amen.
We were brought up and told there's a God, and for every sin there's an equal and opposite penalty for it.
Amen, that's right.
Amen. Guns just didn't appear on our school church grounds, our school grounds, and our church grounds just because they existed. Hey, they were there, but they were never used like they are today.
That's right.
We didn't settle our indifferences when I was in school, but God, we set up with our fist.
That's right.
And then we just
hugged
one another. Next day, we were the best buddies.
That's exactly right.
Church, there's a difference because we've taken God out of our schools.
Amen.
When you take God out, what you get is the devil.
Yep.
If you don't have God, you have the devil. Don't you think, well, there's this and that. No, there's God and there's the devil, and that's all there is.
Amen.
There's no in between. Quickly. Abomination. An alternative. We now have an abomination in our school, in our life, in our country, and we call it an alternative lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
God doesn't have alternative lifestyle.
Amen, brother.
We call it an abomination.
Right.
And if it was an abomination then, it's an abomination now.
Amen.
I don't care if nine men on the Supreme. Let me tell you, one of the biggest enemies of our country is nine men.
That's right.
Which they think they can circumvent the will of the people, and that's what they did. They couldn't get it passed through legislative works and all the kinds of bones of his head. They'd say, no, we're not going. Oh, no, we're just going to the Supreme Court. And we're letting 9 men decide what America's going to be.
That's right, brother. Amen. Curtis,
I don't hate the Supreme Court, but I hate when people think they can cram something down my throat.
Amen.
I don't advocate any harm toward them, but I tell you one thing, I wouldn't want to stand in their feet. Their shoes come judgment day.
Amen, that's right.
Let me quickly hurry along. Here we call this alternative lifestyle. What did God call it? Thou shalt not lie with mankind, with womankind. It's an abomination. Let me tell you, church, abomination means God's done judged it. It's not waiting for judgment. It's already been judged. It's already been papalized penalty. God says, I'll kill you for it.
Amen, brother.
Tell you something today. Let me tell you, God's not going to... Hey, God is long-suffering, but God also is God of vengeance.
Amen.
So thou shalt not lay with them. Let me tell you, young ladies and gentlemen, there is not an alternative lifestyle.
Amen.
There's an abomination you can live.
Amen, brother.
So let me tell you, don't you? Well, I don't hate these people. I pray for them.
Yeah.
I pray for God to save their souls. Now, these people think they can get saved and then these lifestyles are fools.
That's right. Amen.
Preacher, you said that twice. Yes, and I think well, I guess that's like saying, well, you can be a drunkard and you can go to heaven. You can be an adulterer. You can go to heaven. You can be a murderer. You can go to heaven. Why, we'd all say, no, preacher, no. Well, what's the difference? Sin is sin in the eyes of God.
Amen.
There's no big sins, little sins, my sin, your sins. It's sin.
Right, amen.
I cannot ever, as far as I understand, and most of my reading of the Bible, I hope I've read it all once or twice, maybe more. I don't know. I don't brag about it. I'm a very poor scholar. That's why I keep this paper here. But I'm telling you, I've never found sin spelt with a capital letter, I believe, in my Bible. It's just a filthy, nasty word called sin, and it's sin. I don't care what it is, it'll always be sin.
Amen.
The eyes of God will never change. It won't get good. It won't get better. It won't get pretty. It's just going to sin. And it does, you know, sin has a, it does something. You know what sin does? It kills.
That's right.
What the Bible says when sin is finished, it brings forth everlasting life. Not what my Bible says. The Bible says when sin is finished, it brings forth death.
That's right.
Well, Adam and Eve sinned, yeah, they didn't die, but they died a little every day. You know what? America's dying a little bit every day.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
A little bit every day America dies. A little bit. I tell you, God said, I believe through, like I said, I'm not trumping up Mr. Trump. I believe in him, but that don't mean I'm right, you're wrong. I'm just saying, I think it's God's last saying, said, hey, you got an opportunity.
Amen.
If you want to change America, I'm giving you an opportunity.
Yeah.
Hey, this man, at least our vice president and president like to say they believe in God.
That's right.
Yeah.
One we had before didn't. Hey, that scared me more than anything. When the man made us a statement one day, I thought I'd never heard in my life as an American. We're not a Christian nation. We're just a nation of Christians. That's a lie. We were established as a Christian nation. One nation under God.
Yes. Uh-huh.
What is that, church? One nation under God? What is that? I mean, get your dictionary. That means you're a Christian nation under God. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Let me tell you one reason God put up with America as long as he had, because we're still protecting Israel. You better hope they never change their mind.
Amen.
You better hope they never turn on God's people, because if they do, that'll be the plug will be pulled real quick. If you don't believe me, watch and see.
Yeah.
Church, hurry, let's quickly go along. Well, that's Old Testament, preacher, that's Old Testament. Let's run on down here to the New Testament.
Yeah.
Paul, you know who Paul was? He was the apostle to the Gentiles.
Yeah.
He was the writer of 2/3 of our scripture we preach out of today in the Christian church. And here's what Paul had to say about this eternative lifestyle. This, well, it's okay. The federal government said it was all right. You know, church, we've legalized marijuana now. And now, when I was growing up, you know, marijuana, they told me when I was growing up, if you use marijuana, you're going to fry your brain.
Yeah.
Every time you use it, it kills a few of your brain cells.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what we're saying, we're going to get us a bunch of idiots running around America. Bunch of brain-dead morons.
We
don't like it, I don't care. It still does exactly what it does when I was younger. It loses them. I don't care how legal they make it. It won't make it any less killing our people. Oh, we got this big cry about opioids. Well, let me tell you, the next opioid will be called marijuana. Yeah. When, well, I bet you what? Old guy puffing on one of them weeds right down the street and kills one of your kids. I bet you're going to say, oh, that's okay. He was just on marijuana.
Uh-huh.
No, you're going to say, I'm going to get the gun and kill that dude. what I do. I'm just telling you the truth. I won't lie to you tonight. You kill one of my kids, you better hope they put you in jail. They better hope they put you away in solitary confinement. Because if I ever get my hands on you, I'm going to be like that guy out there and wanting to run and get to hold that guy and molesting his little girl. I said, let him loose for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, preacher, that's but no. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Amen? God doesn't change. Mercy was extended through Jesus Christ. Let me tell you that. Mercy is called Jesus Christ. God has said, I'm God of vengeance. I'm a God of wrath. God, that we're all wanting to see. Oh, you're going to get a shock one day.
Yeah, that's right.
The mercy of God hung on a cross.
Yep.
The mercy of God walked down preached an everlasting gospel that said, love thy neighbor as thyself. See, if God could be God if everybody does what God said. If everybody loved, let me tell you, if you loved your neighbor, you wouldn't go ahead, you wouldn't do anything to them. You'd help them.
That's right.
See, that's what he said. Love the Lord thy God with all thy strength, with all thy mind, with all thy heart, with all that lies within thee. Taking this life of the earth. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Hey, if we kept those two commandments, this would be a world of utopia.
That's right. Amen, amen, brother.
I wouldn't be preaching this. I'd be preaching like they want me to preach. Kumbaya, let's all get along. Amen. That's what they want you to preach today. Kumbaya, let's just get along. You don't ruffle their feathers and they won't ruffle yours.
Yeah.
Well, if I get arrested, church, I want to be for preaching the gospel.
Amen.
If I go to jail, you know what a lot of Baptist preachers done their preaching in America in the early years? Hey, let me tell you, it's not been like it is now in America. Let me tell you, when our forefathers came over here, they were put in jail for preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
The English church would put them in jail. Let me tell you something, there were more Baptists killed by so-called Christians than there were by the enemy. Let me tell you, you ought to read about your history of your about what you are. You'll find out real quick, you ain't always been liked too well. Let me tell you something. Church, God said, I come to put a variance. He didn't come to make us socially accepted.
Right.
Get along with everybody. Hey, he said, I want you to preach. And if they hated you, how much more will they hate you?
Right.
Hey, if somebody ain't speaking English, I figure I'm not doing my job.
Amen.
If somebody don't get a little upset about preaching, I must not be preaching.
Amen, brother.
Romans, I'm trying to get there quickly. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. God gave them up. God give up. Hey, there's going to be God. You come to the place. If you're not careful, God will give up on you.
Right.
Turn you over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh as the soul might be preserved.
That's right.
Huh? That's why I believe in eternal salvation. If that verse in there, I might have a problem with it. If that verse wasn't in there, I might struggle with eternal salvation, Brother Dave. Because that verse says, hey, God says, I'm turning you over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that your soul might be preserved. That means God says, I'll kill you. I'll put you out of your misery, but I'll take care of your soul.
Yeah, right.
See, that's why I believe eternal salvation. It's not because I'm a Baptist. God said, I will kill. Hey, when God saved this old ugly thing, he didn't save this ugly thing. He saved what was inside this ugly thing.
Amen. That's right, brother.
What, and you see in here, that what's in here looks pretty good. Because it looks like the Son of God.
Amen.
This here is still about as many as it ever was, and I have to keep it in check. Now, you all might be perfect. You might be good. But every day I get up, and the one I'm fighting with is not you, and not the eights of me. Oh, come here! Not about you. I'm going to talk about Ross. I don't know you that well.
Amen.
Every day the one I'm afraid of to get and have to meet is the one I'm going to have to look in the mirror at. Because he causes more and more problems than anybody else I know.
Amen.
But Paul said God gave them up to vile affections. Clear it quickly. To vile affections. For even their women shall change the natural use into that which is against nature. Hey, it's just not natural.
That's right.
Is
it?
What's going on today?
That's right.
Said, and likewise also men leaving the natural use of the one, burning their lust one toward another. Men with that, wearing that which is unseemly, receiving themselves that recompense of error, which was meat. Means you're going to meet something one day. You're going to reap what you sowed. Oh, no, no. God's going to let us all into heaven. Don't you know that, Brother Oscar? We're just all going to heaven.
No, we're not.
I believe you, Brother Dave. I believe everybody says I'm saved going to heaven.
No, they're not, brother.
The Bible says those that are saved going doing the will of the Father are going to heaven. Everybody else is going to hell.
That's right.
That's why I worry about my brother. He's not getting any younger. He's like me. He's getting birthdays are making him older.
Yeah.
And pray for him. He says here, we have a form of godliness. Here, church, let's quickly. Now, we see this abomination. We see it in the Old Testament, we see it in the New Testament. God, I'm God today. I change not. I'm the same today, tomorrow, forevermore.
That's right.
Oh, no. What to ask that, and he's here. I don't know if people get mad at me, but I can't help that. I don't think everything that's got a RV in front of his name is a preacher, Dave.
That's right.
I mean, I meet a lot of them, and man, I don't want nothing to do with them.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
That's right. Me too.
Well, you mean me wrong. I don't care. I there's some people I don't want nothing to do with.
That's right.
I don't want to be associated with them. I don't want to be called their buddy. I don't want to be called their friend. I don't want even people to know I even know them.
Amen.
That's right. Well, that's pretty hard, Brother Ross. Have no fellowship with the works of evil and darkness.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
If they're not preaching the absolute gospel truth, then they're preaching the lie that's darkness.
That's right.
There's no half gospel.
That's right.
There's no three-quarter gospel.
Amen.
It's all or nothing.
That's right, brother.
That's what God said. I'll save all of you or I'll save none of you.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll either get your whole life or I'll get nothing.
Amen.
He doesn't settle for points this and point that. It's all or nothing with God, and that's the way it'll always have been and always will be. Abraham was called the friend of God because he gave it all.
Amen.
He didn't say, "Well, God, I'm going to give you that portion, but now when I walk to, I'm going to run back down there to the land of Oz and Oz or whatever it was, which Daddy was. Was it the land of Oz and Oz? Now look at Dave. You're as good as me on it, ain't he? Which was? Who? Anyway, he couldn't go back home. He done made a mind. I'm not going. You preach pretty good, brother. I like you. I love your message this morning. Hey, when man gets preaching on the second coming of Christ, I get excited.
Amen.
Because I know what he's talking about. I'm going, son, just like you are. Amen. Not worthy. Shouldn't be able to go. Not as he'd say you stink and low down. But I'm not. But he said, because of him,
that's
I'm
right.
Letting you in.
Oh, amen. Boy, that's right. Amen.
I'm going to let you in, Brother Ross. You're not worthy. You shouldn't be here. If you got what you deserve, hell would be your home. Praise His glory be to God. I got what Jesus said I could have.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
I'm going to take what Jesus has for me.
Yeah.
You don't praise want it, that's your problem. I'm going to take what He has for me. I pray for Him to make me more what He'd have me to be. Because I don't think I'm even close to what He'd have me to be. Like I said, I can't preach on you all. I can preach on this dog here because I know him. And I know he needs your prayers. And when I say that, I'm not just saying it so I can sound pretty. You know, I need your prayers. That little woman, I tell you.
Uh-huh.
We'd be driving down the road, Brother Dave. You're not the only one that goes crazy when you get on the interstate. Must be a hot truck driver condition. She'll look at me sometimes and she'll say, "You do remember you're a preacher, don't you?" Yeah. And you figure out what she's trying to say. I don't believe you can kill all the people you said you want to kill. I don't believe you can strangle that in there just now. Oh, I knew exactly what they stopped out and says that. Yes, I understand perfectly well. This makes me feel I'm not in it all by myself. Let me quickly, church. He says we have a form of godliness tonight. Most people tonight have a form of godliness.
That's right, amen.
They don't have godliness and deny the power of God. Hey, I don't know about you. I like to hear people shout. Makes me a little nervous when they don't.
Uh-huh.
Hey, when I go to church, the old preacher's up there preaching his heart out, and he's preaching the truth. David, I'm pretty strange. You know, I go around church and they look at me a little strange. But I like to say amen.
Yeah,
I like to
right.
say
amen.
Sit
amen,
to the
brother.
Dog.
Yeah.
Get them.
Amen.
Well, I'm really saying get us.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe y'all encourage you to preach.
Yeah.
That's why I say preach it, Brother David.
Amen.
First of all, you're probably beating the snot out of me. But preach it. I need it. I don't know about you. Maybe David never hit you, but sometimes he just beats the fire out of me. Amen. I'm sitting over there, Lord, forgive me. I didn't know he knew that. He didn't, but God did.
Amen.
But the church I'm talking about tonight, a form of godliness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people tonight carrying around a form of God. There's a lot of them people that don't know the Lord. It's claim to be church members. They have a form of God. They got a religion that says you can't do this. You can't. I don't have a can't do nothing religion. I've got a religion that says Jesus didn't do it, so I can't do it. If Jesus didn't do it, I can't do it. If Jesus said it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen. I don't have a I can't do it. I can do anything. I can open up a beer joint tomorrow. Why I can't? Because Jesus didn't.
Amen. That's right.
Jesus said, woe to him that puts on drink to his brother's lip.
Amen.
Oh, preacher, you're out, aren't you? Gosh, we're such a... Aren't we? We're just a bunch of babbling morons sometimes.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I said us, not you. Church. Oh, I could go out here and open me up a beer joint. Why don't you, brother? Because I'm a Christian.
Amen, that's right.
Now, what's it say they were Christians? Why were they Christians? Was it just because I'm a member of the Baptist Church or I attend Forestdale Baptist Church? That don't make me a Christian.
Right.
Makes me a church. That makes me one of them that Brother Obama was talking about, a nation of Christians.
Yeah.
What makes me a Christian is I can't do that because, geez, there's something down deep inside of me. Something that I don't feel. What? Well, hey, Brother David, if you said tomorrow, be honest, Brother Ross, I'd say sorry, son, it's not.
No, it's not. That's right.
Something that deep inside me before I was saved wasn't there, didn't exist, didn't live, didn't have a breath one.
Amen.
But after I got saved, it was alive. And it lives in me. I don't have to have a preacher to tell me what's right and what's wrong. I'm glad they do.
Amen.
God tells me what's right and what's wrong. Don't leave us preachers. God didn't call you and I to make any of these people believe anything.
Right.
All he said, Ross, you've got to get up and say, Jesus saved, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Amen. I try to do that every time I preach because that's really all I can do.
Amen.
There's not one of you I can make live right. I can't even make myself live right.
Amen.
God didn't call a preacher to make anyone do anything. He called a preacher to stand on top of the roof, cry aloud, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Please get saved.
Amen. That's right.
That's my only job I have as a preacher. My preacher is not to make you feel good. My job as a preacher is not to make you think you're good. It's to make you think you're bad if you're bad.
Amen.
It's to make you think I'm good because he said, Jesus said I was good.
Right.
Hey, if Jesus said you're good. Because, you know, Jesus doesn't lie. He looked at him and said, hey, your righteousness is as filthy rags. He said, unless your righteousness sees the Pharisees and saints, you'll know why it's into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus told it like it was. That's why they didn't like him, Brother Dave.
That's right. Amen.
Go quickly. Says here, church, we have a form of God tonight, a prayer of God. What is the prayer of God, church? What is the prayer of God? God only has one power. Jesus only come to bring one power in this world. He said, I've come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the only power that God recognizes. He don't recognize the power of the atomic bomb. He don't recognize the power of the United States. He don't recognize the power of so-called preachers. He recognizes one thing, the power of God is that when souls walk the aisle for Jesus Christ, if there's no soul, we'd have no power. The power of Christianity is when souls feel conviction. When souls come to the thing, I'm lost, I'm undone, and Jesus is coming, and I'm not going to be ready to meet him. That's the only power that a preacher has. If he doesn't have that, he doesn't have any power. Church, if you can't bring some form of conviction to people... Now, I'm not saying every time we meet and preach, we're going to be people. But there's a time when somewhere in your life as a preacher, you should have preached some message that brought somebody to their knees.
That's right, amen.
Not that you brought them, but the message that God preached you, you said, are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? Are you going to make it or are you going to miss it? Are you going to be a resident of a place called glory? Are you going to take up your abode in a place called hell where you're not welcome?
Amen, brother.
He says, the power of God. The power of God, church, is form of godliness. Here it says, for they shall be lovers of their own selves. Read this, listen to it, and see if it's not a perfect picture of America. He says, they shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Disobedience to parents? Why, you aren't supposed to tell your kids what to do. What's wrong with you? My good idea. You know what? Mine come in one day and said, Daddy this and Daddy that. And I said, well, son, if they put me in jail, you better hope I don't get out. Be that any way you want to. I think he got the message. Yeah. What? Here, let's go on. Unthankful. Buddy, I've never seen a time America's unthankful.
Uh-uh.
We're like a bunch of hogs in a hog trough, looking at a hog trough. We never look up to see what's coming, we just keep eating. Amen?
Right.
Brother Ross, you're either the stupidest thing there was, or you're telling the truth. Let me tell you something, brother. You said unholy?
Yeah.
Unholy? What is it? Hey, church, most Christians don't want to have nothing to do with holiness.
Right, amen.
They act like it's a, yeah, man, dude, I don't want that on me. Holiness. You know why? Be holy. Why? Why do you need to be holy as a Christian? Why should you be holy as a Christian? Because Brother Ross said so? No, God said so. Be holy for I'm holy. That'll be enough. God said you should be holy. Now, there's, don't get that sanctimonious, oh, that means I'm never going to... No, it means that you're striving to be like God. That's what being holy means. It doesn't mean you're going to always succeed. It doesn't mean... Hey, Brother David, if you always succeed in being holy, if you are, let me shake your hand because I don't need many of them. That's what I thought. How about when any of y'all want to walk up and shake my hand because you've been holy? I mean, you succeeded every day of your life of being holy, being just like God, saying and doing exactly. That's being holy.
Right.
It's not being sanctimoniously stuffed. It's being compassionate to those who are out of the way. You know, I have a problem with Christians that want to knock and kick down another Christian.
Yeah.
There's people I don't agree with. I'll just say I don't agree with them. But I don't try to turn them down. I'll just say, hey, I can't go the way they're going. And if you ask me, I'm not going to lie to you about it.
Right.
Amen? But I don't go around just trying to tear down another Christian. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that God took that. Hey, if you'd known me before I saved, I'd have kicked the prophets out of you. It doesn't mean nothing to give me much more pressure, Brother Dave, than kicking your knees out from under you. I mean, I'd have walked around like a peacock. Telling everybody, I done it. I got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put him where he's at. But not since I got saved. I take no, hey, if somebody said Brother David fell, which I don't think he will, but if he did, I take no joy in that. I take the joy of coming, Brother Dave, you know you need to do better. You need to straighten up.
Yeah.
Get back on the path. I mean, there are big things that people do. If you repent, and I think if you have godly repentance, I'll be right alongside you.
Right.
But till I see that, I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to pull my boat up beside you if you're not doing right. If you do something wrong, I really think you repent, I'm going to be right there pushing you up, trying to say, go on, do what Jesus tells you to do, not what I say or they say, but what God, you do it. But if you don't, I'm going to say, first, I'm not going to pull my boat up and tie your anchor with you. It's what's wrong to me, Christians, anchored with the wrong person tonight.
That's right.
They're unequally yoked together. Quit the door long, Brother Ross. You said you weren't going to be loud and tall and nauseous. It says, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Man, I think I'm reading America's Obituary.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I look at. I'm reading America's Obituary.
Bless him, Lord.
Man, well, here's what they be saying about us as a nation when we're gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Traitors, high-minded, or heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. I've never seen a time. Man alive, I'm a Christian, but I need to tie my boat to my car, and I got to go up to the down to the lake. And there's just a beautiful sunset today, or a beautiful sky. I'm going to run up to the mountain. Amen? But I'm a Christian.
That's right.
Hey, the only place that I think a Christian ought to be on Sunday is worshiping the Lord.
The house of God. That's right.
You gave you 6 other days of the week to do what you wanted.
Amen.
Stay out of work one day if you need to go to the mountains.
Right.
Don't stay out of church.
Amen.
Hey, man, what about it? If I didn't allow work, it wouldn't have been it would have been to go to church. It wouldn't be to go to the mountains.
Amen.
Yeah. Now let's quit. Who was it, Brother Dave? I'm a place here. Pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. Now, church, let me put you mark these people. These people, now, you don't have to mark them. Right here's what the word that I'm preaching to you is what marks them, not you and I.
Amen.
Denying the power, here says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of God. From such, turn away. He didn't say, for such be yoked to them. For such, just tie your horse up with them. Oh, just yoke up with your elk and pile down the same filthy path as they're going. He said, have no fellowship with them.
Amen.
Do not unequally yoke together. Have such turn, such turn away. Hey, there is a time to turn away from people.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean you quit trying to win them back to the Lord. But that's just like, oh, now, if Brother Dave, if I take off and tomorrow. I said, I hate your joints. You don't have to worry much about it, but I hate them. But if I was tomorrow, just start going to take off. If I come to your house and I say, hey, Dave, why don't you go with me? Man, you wouldn't believe how good it is. I hope you'd say, Brother Ross, you know something? I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
Brother Ross, I'm praying for you to come back to the Lord. I'm praying for you to get right with God. But I sure have no intentions of taking going off with you.
Amen,
brother. Amen. Amen, brother. Now, Dave, I'm picking on you because you're sitting right there.
I know.
I can't walk as far as I used to. I used to run back to church and grab a hold of a few of them. You just have to put up with it. And I'll do the same to you if you want to do to me. But he says, what are they? Notice that, for of this sort are they which creep into houses, lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away of their own diverse lust. You know what leads you away from God? Your own lust.
Right,
hey, there's not a person in this world can lead me away from God.
Amen.
Not one individual. These people say, well, I quit going to church because of so-and-so. You're a liar. You quit going to church because you've got lust in your life.
That's right. Amen, brother.
There ain't a soul in this church or any other church can keep me from coming to this church if I really want to come.
Amen.
You know what will keep you from doing something for God? You. You go home now and you say, it's that old this and that, and you go home and say, right there's the bird.
Yep.
Right there's the culprit. Right there's the one reason I don't go to church. Right there's the one reason I quit. Right there's the one reason. Hey, church, that's the only person who'll keep you or ever cause you to quit serving
God. Right, amen.
Yourself. It's your enemy and your own lust.
Amen.
Ever learning? Hey, you ever seen a time, man, we're learning, man, just learning. We're just supposed to be learning everything, right? You're learning to run a computer. You're learning to do this. You're learning. You're just learning. I mean, this is a nation of learning, but never come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen,
truth.
Brother.
Jesus said, I'm the truth.
That's right. That's the way exactly right.
And the life. Mm-hmm. There is no other truth.
Amen, brother.
There is no other truth. I am the truth, he said. No other way. Cometh up any way to find a thief and robber, and no wise will you enter in.
Amen.
I am the truth. Ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Amen.
It is. Amen.
I love that woman. I love to hear her name, but it's no other sweet as Jesus. And I hope she thinks the same way.
Amen.
Church, quickly, let's look at the last tonight, if the Lord be willing. We think we can drink, eat, play, and go to heaven. What a lie. Hey, man, Baptists used to be pretty staunch, wasn't it, Brother Day? Man, when I was coming up as a youngster, there was some things you didn't do if you was a Baptist.
Right, amen.
There's places you didn't go.
Yep.
Amen. Yeah, you was marked if you did. Us Baptists now, anything goes, you know.
Yeah.
you don't stick in the mud.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd rather be a stick in God's mud puddle than anywhere I know.
Amen, brother.
Hey, you want to tell? Hey, say that old brother Roth down there. He's the most stuck. He is so crazy about Jesus. He don't think we can do this. He doesn't think we can do that. It doesn't matter what I think. It's what God thinks. God said you can't do this and you can't do that. If you're not doing something just because Brother Ross said it, just go over and do it.
Amen.
You won't be judged for what Brother Ross could have said you could be. But I guarantee you, you will give an account for what Jesus said you cannot do.
Amen. That's right.
You won't be walking by him when they said, I didn't have to do. He said, oh, yes, you did.
That's right.
He didn't have to do what Brother Ross said. He didn't. He wasn't nothing. He didn't die on a cross. He didn't have no nail prints in his hands. There's no stripes on his back.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what Paul. I like Paul. They got to complaining, you know, their belly aching. They were probably good Baptists back then too. They had belly aching, complaining. He said, "Well, have you yet resisted unto blood?"
That's right.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Yeah.
When I get the belly aching and I get to feeling sorry and I get me a good pity party going, I go over and read that. Have you yet resisted unto blood, Brother Ross? Take my shirt off, ain't one stripe on it.
Amen.
I picked up a stick, wasn't watching what I was doing, stick had a nail in it. Slung it at the squirrels eating my bird food. Don't like squirrels eating my bird food. Took that stick and whooped it out there at him. He went scaring off, but as it come out, it ripped a hole in my hand. I thought, Lord, maybe you want that squirrel to have some bird food, didn't you? Yeah, down there, I said, Brother Ross, I didn't. That squirrel had to get you hundreds of birds. Yeah, look at that. I think about it.
Hey,
you're crazy. Well, I might be. But when even that nail tore that piece of skin out of my hand, God said, uh-huh, that squirrel, I created him just like I created birds, son.
Amen. Yeah, yes. Right.
I don't know if God. Hey, I'm one of them nuts that Miss Bernhard was talking about. I'm one of them that I thought God, he talks to me.
Amen, brother.
He doesn't interview you, brother. Hey, Brother Dave, you never known about that squirrel. God knew all about the squirrel.
Amen.
Very little bug taking my bird feed. I mean, I didn't put that out there for them. Well, God said, yeah, I did. I planted the corn just for them, just like I did the bird. Amen.
Amen. Right.
God created the bird. Hey, God cares as much as that squirrel as he does about my birds.
Amen.
See there, you think, hey God, you think, well God, he's not, hey, God's concerned about the squirrels.
Amen.
He's worried about the squirrels that he cut my hand and said me not throw more sticks at them. I guess he'd be concerned with you, wouldn't he? These people think God don't care about them. Here's this little furry nothing running around my yard, just a long-tailed rat with a curly tail. The way I look at him, I mean, I don't know about you. But God, I mean, you wouldn't believe the piece of skin that thing took. And I knew that nail. I put the nail in the stick. Don't thank God. Hey, God, he's watching all the time. Don't think he took sabbatical. He's not watching you when you want to run off the squirrels. You know, I think about going to get in. I thought, maybe I better not get the gun. I might blow my foot off. I'll give you one better than that. Guy lived next door to me one day. I'll tell y'all about me. You just don't know. Guy lived next door to us, Dave. My nice home up in Halls, you know. And I had this here retaining wall. And I got a big scar on the side of my leg. How many bolts? Two or three bolts in my leg, honey? So, but I kept, he's putting his car parts, it's my retaining wall. And he's painting them things on my retaining wall. That's my wall, Dave. Don't belong to him. I paid for it. So I'm going to go and tell him all about it. When the frost was going down there, I fell and fractured my foot. Here I am, I got a foot laying on the side of my leg, said Brum Bottom. God says, I told you. You told me one time, I had an old pair of house shoes, didn't I, babe? She got rid of the house shoes after broke my foot. Why she didn't get on for that? Anyway, I reached down, I'm not pushing my foot back. I make myself up the side of the house to get up there to tell her I broke my leg, honey. She said, I told you not to do that. Don't you tell me, babe? Sure. Get the story right. See, us preachers aren't as good as you think we are. We're just men called of God, and we got the same things going on in our lives as you do. And when we're preaching, I've got five old bad fingers pointing back and saying, yeah, you're worse than any of them. Like I said, I didn't get down there to tell him nothing, but God sure told me something. God cares about guys painting car parts. And he cares about squirrels. Don't think he doesn't. Never said nothing else to the guy. God lets you know what he wants you to know, church. You don't have to send preachers by your house. He comes by every day. Yeah, when I'm going up through there by the wall. Lord, I'm not going to do that anymore. I bet you won't. I bet even that old guy cut my leg open. Throw them bolts in my legs, and now every time I look at that scar, he reminds me. Grandpa wasn't that important, was it? Yeah, I let that thing. Well, that's worse. You should have let him have the corn. Had an old fella, and I'm going to tell another story. Heard an old fella, and I hadn't ever thought about this. He was thinking about, now this is love. If I look at it, here's an old guy that made his living with that big cornfield out there he had. And one day, God's neighbor's pigs got loose and took and ate every bit of his corn. Now, he's a better man than I was, because he lived down, and God didn't cut off his arm, take away, might have given him another plant of corn, I don't know. But he said, oh, God bless them little piggies, they were hungry. Man, I'd have been going to the house to get my shotgun. I'd have been saving bacon and sausage since I wasn't having corn. Amen? Wouldn't you? But I'm telling you now, church, God is real. He watches over the furrows, he watches over the piggies, he watches over the car parts, he watches over everything. And God, in the Bible, there's none other. brother.
Amen, brother.
Quickly, let's try to close. Exodus chapter 32, verses 5 and 8. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation, said to tomorrow it is a feast unto the Lord. The Lord had nothing to do with this. These people think, man, I can do what I want to do. I can do God. Moses is up on the mountain. We think he's dead. God took him up there. We don't know what happened to this godly man. We don't have to live godly now. He's not here watching us.
Yeah.
Preacher's not around. I can do what I want. Yeah. And he said that they rose up early on tomorrow and offered up burnt offerings, said it was offering to God. It was offering to no, sure wasn't offering to God. Because if it was, God wouldn't have been up on the mountain saying, Moses, Moses, get off the mountain. He'd have said, oh, hallelujah, listen to my children.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God's not watching you. He is watching you.
That's right.
And he said, tomorrow we'll offer burnt offering. Brought a peace offering. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
Yeah, that's what they
sound
did.
Familiar, church?
Yeah.
That preacher, don't he know what time it is, brother? Don't he know what time? Had a fellow one time, I'm trying to hush that, really. Hoping right up where you worked at Copeland Company. Remember the old fellow used to work upstairs that took care of receiving? I went in there one day, they got a new preacher out of his church. I wasn't named in the church. But I walked in, loaded him passes, had him sign my bill, and he said, man alive, our preacher messed up. I said, man alive, what's messed up? This guy must have shot two or three of them. He must have, I don't know, maybe he stomped on one of his toes, or maybe he got hold of one of the deacons and shook him or something. Now, this preacher had messed up. I figured he had crossed the red lines. Now, what do you think he done, church?
Held too long.
Yeah, past 12 o'clock. They wouldn't like me, would they, Brother Day? Oh, Brother Ross, man, I tell you, they probably had shotguns out. But yeah, he held 1 minute past 12 o'clock.
Wow.
And everybody was where he was going to eat. And you know what I told him, Brother Dave? I liked him, and I really did like him. I thought he was a pretty good person. And the Lord gave me something. The Lord gives you something for everything.
Yeah.
You know that scripture where he said, in the last days their sons shall be their God? I thought I said, and shut my door and left. Didn't even give me time to reply. You know, when that day I wrote it, he didn't say one thing about that preacher. Not one word about it. I said, no, that's all right. Well, he's a good man, but he's just like it. He's been led astray by Satan. Yeah. The last days of rebellion will be their gods. I hurry. Rose up to play. They eat and play and drink. Hey, you know what most people in America do today? We're eating, playing, and drinking. That's America. Eating, playing, and drinking. Hey, if you don't believe me, did you not watch anything? Did you happen to even see any of the New Year's celebrations? I mean, they were getting plastered. He was celebrating the new coming. Hey, I don't know. You might not see it in a year. But let's quickly. He said, you know, I think one day they might have, and God just want to take them all to hell. He said, here the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down. My people, not a bunch of strangers, not a bunch of hypocrites, not a bunch of filthy, dirty sinners. My people. My people. Which thou brought up out of the land of Egypt. Did God save you out of the land of Egypt? He saved me out of the land of Egypt one day.
Yeah, that's right.
Have corrupted himself. Be careful, children, you're going to corrupt yourself.
Amen.
Oh, preacher. Corrupt themselves. Hey, the devil's not corrupting you. The devil's only tempting you. The corruption you're doing.
Amen.
They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. Hey, what did Jesus tell you to do? I preached 3 weeks ago, didn't I, Brother Day? What Jesus told us to do. Take up your cross and follow me.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, you just preached the same message over and over. I told you I didn't have any new ones. They're all old. But he said they have what? Correct. They have turned aside quickly from which they come in, and they have made a molten calf. What's your God tonight? Who you truly worship? Are you worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, or are you murdering a molten calf? Well, now, preacher, hey, these were his people. These are the ones he brought up out of bondage. These are the ones that he killed. half a nation over. I mean, he had literally wiped out, almost wiped out a nation because of these people.
Yeah, that's right.
He was his people.
Uh-huh.
And they had corrupted themselves.
Amen.
Be careful, little children. Don't corrupt yourself. He says here quickly, they had made a molten calf, and they have worshipped it.
Yeah.
How many worship? How many wonder how many molten calves are worshipped today, church, in a Baptist church? Well, you know, you better not shout in here. We'll run you off. Don't you get emotion. Man, that preacher better not get up and get loud. He better not raise his voice. He better speak in a monotone voice and tell us how good we are. He better have that sermon all wrote out. It better be pretty. And it better be just so-so. It just better make us feel good. It make us love one another, pat each other, tell each other how good, knowing you're running around with Brother Sue's wife or husband, or Sister Sue's husband. Even though you know that coming about, goodbye. That could be that way. You're right. The quickly, church. Did you come tonight to worship God? Now listen to what I'm saying. Worship God. What's that mean? Worship God. Preacher, you know, you ask a lot of questions. Yes, I do. They have worshiped it. God's not it. Things are it. If you're worshiping things, you're worshiping it.
That's right.
Now, if you're worshiping God, you're worshiping the true and living God. You're worshiping the Alpha, yeah, the Omega. You're worshiping the, I believe it's Elam, Eli. I can't ever get that right, Dave. It's E-L-I, Eli, Elam. It's a Jewish name for God. But church, and I know it's Jehovah, we got a lot of them. Brother Dave, I'm not a good scholar, as I told you that. But here we see church. They corrupted themselves because they were worshiping the wrong one.
That's right.
The wrong thing. And have sacrificed unto it. Hey, don't you think that you're not sacrificing to a false god if you're worshiping anything other than God, because you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're not putting Jesus front and center, if Jesus Christ isn't controlling your life, you're worshiping another god.
Amen.
You have a molten calf in your life. You just don't know it. You're blinded from it. Satan's got your blinders on. But if you're not letting up every morning saying, God, what do you want from brother so-and-so in my life? What do you want from brother Ross? What do you want? God, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? How do you want me to live? How good or how do you want me to be? You're worshiping the false and true, a molten calf.
Right.
If he doesn't have all of you, he has none of you.
That's right, amen, brother.
He says, they sacrificed our two and said, these be thy gods. Yeah, at least they were armed from some of us. These be our gods.
Yeah.
You ever notice, church? G-O-D never has a plural front behind it. Never has that little S. Gods. There are many false gods.
Yeah.
There are many lies that have been told to be gods. But there's only one true and living God. See, that's what separated Israel from everybody else. They had a lot of gods. They had a lot of things that they set up before them. But Israel only had one God, one mediator between man and God. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. See, that's what made them different from all the others. That's why they weren't Gentile. They had a God. They had a true and living God. The God who hung the stars. The God who put the moon in its place. The God who says the sun to rise or not to rise. Hey, you know God can make the sun stand still?
Right, amen.
You know, let me tell you this quickly, church. Like I said, I am long-winded. I apologize. No, I don't either. But I'm telling you that NASA was trying to get the man on the moon. They were trying to get a man on the moon. They kept calculating, could never get it to come out. So they went to the Bible and they figured in the days that it said God had made the sun stand still. You know what? Then they could put a man on the moon. And you say there's no God? NASA couldn't even put a man on the moon without God. Now, church, who's your God? Now, you might not say that tonight. One more scripture and close, and I'll try to hush that. They'll get you. When they call you, just give them my number. I've got a lot of problems in my life. But here's closing, church. Here's the last scripture. Denying God. Now, these things were our examples. Why did God put all that I've spoken about in here about these people? It was so you and I would not make that mistake. For they were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. They were God's people. God had brought them out of Egypt. He even said they were my people. But that didn't keep God from restoring. The church is not going to keep God from restoring America if we keep going down the road we're going.
Amen.
That's right, amen.
And if we as Christians don't stand in the gap and say, I still believe in God. And if we don't start counting, start being stood up and being counted. You know what the Bible says? If we do not cry aloud, we will suffer with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep quiet. Just don't say nothing. Just go along. You'll suffer right along with the rest of them. But if you'll stand up and be counted, God said, I will deliver you. Now, church, like I said, I haven't followed any of you around. Don't really have no intention to, because I don't care really about that part. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. I got a brother. If I was going to make anybody serve God, I'd be up there choking him half to death. My hands would be around his neck till he said, I believe, Brother Ross, I believe, I believe. Don't kill me, I'm going to believe. But I can't make him. I love him. I give my life for him, Dave. If God said tonight, Brother Ross, if you're willing to die right now, then you can be saved. Let it be so, Lord.
Amen.
Let it be so. I know where I'm going. I made preparation. My brother's lost. My brother's going to die and go to heaven. And if it takes me going, him walking by my coffin to get saved, that is my prayer. Let it be so, Lord. Let it be so. Brother, let me tell you, I lie, but he's the only brother I got. I have four sisters. I love them, but they'll tell me to save me. But he'll not tell me he's going to save me. He gets mad when he sees me coming. He gets mad, that's it, because he knows what I want. He knows I didn't come to tell him, Kumbaa. I didn't come to tell him, I come to say, son, do you know you need to get saved? You know you need to take Jesus. Lord, you know, you need him. I don't want to hear it, Ross. Well, I'm not going to quit saying it just because he don't want to hear it.
Amen.
The church, he's the only brother I've got. I love him with all my heart. I love him almost as more than I love God. Because I just betrayed the thought that he's going to die one day and I'm going to have to walk by his coffin. No, we'll never see each other again. I'll never be able to look at him again. I'll never be able to speak to him. I'll never be able to say, how you doing, son? But we'll be for eternity separated.
Yeah.
Eternally, I will never have my brother. That's why I'm willing to give it, if that's what it takes. Because I want to be able to run around heaven with him and shout, glory, glory.
Amen.
We made it, son, we made it. You love somebody that much tonight? To pick up your cross, toss away the molten images, cast off the false idols, and say, I'm coming home, Jesus. I'm coming home. I'm coming home tonight. I got loved ones that are dying and going to hell. I got friends that are dying and going to hell, God. Let me tell you something. You can make a difference. How do you know that, Brother Oz? The Philippians jailer again. I always go back to that. Thou can be saved in thy household also. That's why I'm going to keep living for Jesus. Because I got a brother that needs to be saved. I got friends that need to be saved. I got a sister-in-law that needs to be saved. The church tonight, I can't make them. But like I said, if they be making. Now, when I was a young preacher, I used to think I could do that. I was going to make them be saved, Brother Dave.
Yeah.
Man, I was an albatross around their neck. But God one day said, son, you can't do that. You can love them. You can witness to them. But you can't make them.
That's right.
I can't make none of you do anything. Matter of fact, I used to be pretty strong out of it, maybe could have tried, but now I'm broke down. I can't hardly make my wife do anything, let alone you. But church, tonight, what are you willing to give in exchange for someone you love to be saved? Or how about a neighbor? I mean, a neighbor you literally hate. What are you willing to give today that they might be saved? See, that's what's wrong. We're not willing to give anything. I've never seen a time when we Christians aren't willing to sacrifice anything for sinners.
Amen, brother.
Let them die and go to hell, Lord. I'm saved. My wife's saved. My children's saved. What the heck? What's wrong, church? We have no burden for the lost.
Amen.
We're marching the boat miles. The only people don't hear about the lost is people smoke worse than boat miles. People worse than Christ won't see people get saved. Like I said, Brother Dave, we can't make them.
No.
But we can sure live to where they ought to be. I don't know about you, church, but I don't want one sinner sweeping over me going into hell.
Amen.
I don't want one sinner looking at Brother Ross and saying, you're the reason I'm going to hell. How about tonight? What does it work to you tonight for one sinner to be saved? Think about it. What am I willing to pay? What price am I willing to pay for their soul to be saved? Because Jesus wants to save people, but he wants you to be willing to want them to be saved.
Amen.
Like I say, Brother Dave, come on, that's the message. But tonight, let us bow our heads as Brother Dave comes. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I wish that you know there was a passage that comes that they were right and wrong. It looked okay to them. The way they were going seemed to be right. They already knew that same passage instead of the end of the day.